91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
And you're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And this is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. And I'm your host, Gary Ault, here at Centenary College. And here's what we have planned for this week. We're going to go back to what we started a few weeks ago. We're going to continue and complete the playing of the Beatles fan club recordings. Those are the recordings that they released just to their members of their fan club from 1963 through 1969. And they got more sophisticated and interesting as time went on. But the last one is kind of weird because they didn't really work together too much. But you'll hear that later. We're going to be playing 68 and 69 tonight. We did 63 through 67 in previous weeks. So that's what we're going to do tonight. So let's start off. We're going to play the 1968 record in a little bit, maybe around 10 after the hour. But right now we're going to play a 45. By the way, the other thing we're going to do is play music that was just released in 68 and 69. So that's the White Album, Abbey Road, and various singles. Let's start off with Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made. Don't care.
Hey Jude by the Beatles, released originally as a single, as a double A-side considered, because Revolution was the B-side, but of course that was a big hit as well, so it was considered a double A-side. So what a hit, what a record, Hey Jude on one side and Revolution on the other. So this is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. And as promised, what we're going to play tonight is, among other things, among songs from 68 and 69, we're going to play the Beatles fan club recordings released in 1968 and 1969. So coming up next is the 68 fan club release. But before we do that, we have a trivia question. So if you know the answer, if you want to give us a call at 908-852-4545, that's 908-852-4545. And I think, what are we doing this week? We're doing a gift card to Panther Pub, which is at the Panther Valley Mall, I think it's called. It's a really pretty nice little place. So the winner, the first caller, will get a gift card to the Panther Pub. So here's the question. Ronnie Scott, a well-known English, jazz instrumentalist, also owned the club called Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club, but he also played on one of the Beatles' songs. So what song did Ronnie Scott play on, and what instrument did he play? You have to have both. You have to have the song name and the instrument. And I'll give you a big hint. It was recorded in 1968. Okay? So 908-852-4545. And now we'll listen to the 1968 Beatles fan club recording.
Hello, this is a big hi and a sincere Merry Christmas from yours truly, Ringo Starr.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas this year of 1968, going on 69. Happy Christmas, Happy New Year, all the best to you from here. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. From there to here, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
Once upon a time, there were two balloons called Jock and Yono. They were strictly in love, bound to happen in a million years. They were together, man. Unfortunate timetable, they seemed to have previous experience, which kept calling them one way or another. You know how it is. But they battled on against overwhelming oddities, including some of their beast friends. Being in love, they clung together even more, man, but some of the poisonous monster of outdated busload hip throwers did stick slightly, and they occasionally had to resort to the dry cleaners. Luckily, this did not kill them, and they weren't banned from the Olympic Games. They lived hopefully ever after, and who could blame them?
Well, here we are again. Another fab Christmas. Christmas time is here again. Ain't been round since last year. And we'd like to take this opportunity all the way from America to say Happy Christmas to you, our faithful, beloved fans all over the world who have made our life worth living. And over here I have Mr. Malcolm Evans, who's through thick and thin, would surely like to say a word of greeting at this festive occasion.
Merry Christmas, children everywhere.
Ringo Starr. Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello, me dear. I didn't know you were coming.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I am. Certainly am.
I would have thought so myself.
Well, if you ask me, I think it's insane.
Occasionally.
Yes, me too. Twice a week sometimes.
14 and 6.
19 and 5. Save me if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Don't you say yes to me. I'm telling you.
It's a private line, you know.
Private line? I've been on this line for 2 years!
Well, it's my proud pleasure tonight to introduce one of the most versatile performers in our career. And he's come all the way from Stokely Carmichael's on sea. And I hope you're going to like him. Let's give him a big hand.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you.
Once upon a pool table, there lived a short-haired butcher's boy by the way of Ostergrad. It comes in sentence, cesspool, Alwick Airport. Her father was, in a long story cut short, in the middle of his life sentence. We're indebted to the colloquial office for its immediate disposal of Ronowitz, including, I might add, hot vitella virtutem. On the other hand, bag, I mean to say, l'amore nous sommes toujours realistically speaking, for this film is about an hourglass houseboat. The full meaning of Winchester Cathedral defies description. Their loss was our Gainsborough nil. The sound of a manservant tile defectively lasting barred up in a lovely Gary Dale time. How close can you get his bargain every under the council originally a bad feeling
court?
We have a special guest here this evening, Mr. Tiny Tim. I'd like to ask him to say a few words.
Oh, hello to you nice Beatles. It's so wonderful, and what a thrill it is talking here in Mr. Harrison's presence, Mr. Weiss's presence, and all his nice, wonderful friends. And the thing is, I just want to say Merry Christmas to you all, and a Happy New Year.
Oh. Thank you, Tiny. Would you like to sing us a little song?
Oh, I love to, Mr. Harrison. Here's a song I did in 1966 in front of Miss Jill for the first time. And I did this in Albert Hall, and what a thrill it was to do this then and now. Exactly, I did it then. Here's a... Ooh.
God bless you, Tommy. God bless you.
Little self-parody there with that little Ringo-ism in the outro. That became a bit of a cliche, I guess, so they were kind of making fun of themselves, I think, anyway. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and this is The Cavern. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and that was The Beatles' 1968 fan club release. You had to be a fan to have it. And I have it because my sister was a fan. I was a little kid. Well, I guess in 68 I was going on 10 years old, but so, you know, pretty little. But in any event, I've actually got the four, it's a 33, but it's the size of a 45, like 5 inches or whatever, 6 inches or something like that. So it's kind of interesting. So this again is the Cavern, and nobody has called with the correct answer yet. We've got some callers with some good ideas and good guesses. But if you want to call 908-852-4545, that's 908-852-4545. If you know the answer to the question, Ronnie Scott played what instrument on what Beatles song recorded in 1968? So you have to know the instrument and the song. So some good guesses, but not the right answer yet. So if the first caller with the correct answer will win a gift card to the Panther Pub in Panther Valley Mall. So after the break, we're going to carry on with some more Beatles music from 1968.
Hi, this is your Golden Gup
and Lulu
inviting you to join us on the dance floor Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for the classic big band sounds, America's pop and jazz vocalists, and forgotten hit parade treasures right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College. WNTI support comes from the Jungle Tiki Bar of East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, located 1 mile south of Bushkill on Route 209 at Patrizzo's Italian Restaurant. The Jungle Tiki Bar features live entertainment and a menu with salads, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Information available at jungletikibar.com or by phone 570-588-6414.
Did you know that Centenary College was the first college in New Jersey to offer accelerated business degrees? To date, almost 3,000 adult students have graduated from our program. Centenary alumni report that earning a degree helped them to gain promotions and advance their careers. To learn how you could benefit from a bachelor's degree in business or an MBA from Centenary School of Professional Studies, go to centenarycollege.edu/adult2012. That's centenarycollege.edu/adult2012 for programs to help you accomplish your goals.
USSR.
91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. We had to quiet them down a little bit. Okay, here's the 69 Christmas record.
Now, you lads, have you just shout Happy Christmas for us into this tape?
Happy Christmas?
Yeah. Well, 1, 2, 3.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you, same to you. Happy Christmas.
Garden with your wife Yoko, but do you have any special thoughts for Christmas?
Well, Yoko, it is Christmas, and my special thoughts, of course, tend towards eating.
All right, so eating. Well, what do you like to eat?
Well, I'd like some cornflakes prepared by Parisian hands, and I'd like it blessed by Hare Krishna mantra.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Have a jolly new year.
Make sure that Christmas
comes once a year.
Yes, Happy New Year.
All the best.
This is George Harrison saying Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas. 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 Happy, happy.
Oh, good evening to you, gentlemen. Good evening to you, gentlemen. Happy to be here. Good evening to you, gentlemen. I fear. Good evening to one and all. I hope you will enjoy the coming sports day of our life is Mama's little boy.
So, how do you like the garden here?
I think it's simply splendid. I'm overwhelmed by its sanctuary.
So, you don't mind this high gates and things, I mean the wall, the surround.
Oh, I always loved the high walls. The Elizabethan high wall is something I've always loved. You see?
Yes.
Lady.
Say that I hope everybody listening to this has a very happy time at Christmas and has a good, fortunate, lucky new year, and a good time to be had by all. Merry Christmas.
To come, we've had the swinging 60s, and I was wondering, Mrs. Lennon, how you saw your place in the 70s.
I think it'll be a quiet, peaceful 70s, hopefully.
You think there's going to be peace, do you?
Yes, and freedom.
I see.
Freedom of mind and everything.
I see. Pretty nice.
Everybody will just be flying around, you know.
Everybody will just be flying around, you see. You understand that?
The air is so crisp and all that. It's just something about
deep and
it.
Crisp
delicate.
And even.
And it's
brightly
sort of,
shone the moon last night.
Like
the prosperous
a strange
crew.
Magic, you know, just slowing down the process of our thinking.
Has been
of
you. Oh, well. Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Happy, happy, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy
Christmas.
John.
Yoko.
John.
Happy Christmas.
It's warm. Let's put the light on the trees.
All right, dear. You pass me the light and I'll stick it on the tree.
Merry Christmas, 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 Magic Christian, Magic Christian, Magic Christian, Magic Christian. It's just a plug for the film, Ken. Try and keep it on. This is Ringo saying a Merry Christmas to everybody and a very Happy New Year.
I'd like a big teddy.
I'll get you a twinkling teddy then.
Oh, thank you, Mommy.
Be a good boy, John.
Oh, yes, Mommy, I will, as long as you get me a... a teddy bear.
A twinkling teddy bear.
And a train set.
A melting train set, then.
And a man on the moon that goes on the moon and down to the moon.
An ice cream moon,
then. That's right. And lots 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 and lots.
institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright.
Beatles with Revolution, the B-side of the Hey Jude single. And we started that whole set off way back when, around 20 after 8, with Back in the USSR from the White Album, and that segued into Dear Prudence. And then we played the Beatles fan club record from 1969, and you could kind of tell that they really weren't working together at that point. That they were in breakup mode for sure, because they didn't really record that together either. John and Yoko did most of it alone, and the others contributed a little bit here and there. And again, we finished with Revolution from the 45 or the Past Masters Volume 2 album. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and I am your host of the Cavern, Gary Ault. And we are going to take a break now and continue with some more Beatles music and then reveal the answer to the trivia question.
Hi, this is John from The Head and the Heart, inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, Gregory Allen Isakoff, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from the Stanhope House, located on Main Street in Stanhope, New Jersey. The Stanhope House offers Americana food and entertainment nightly.
Coming to the Stanhope House on Friday, February 8th at 9 p.m., Street Hassle.
More information available at stanhopehousenj.com or by phone 973-347-7777 for the Stanhope House.
My name is Mike. My daughter Karen has been attending Camp Maryheart for close to 30 years. When I drop her off to camp, I know that she's safe, secure, and taken care of just as well as I would. Over the years, I've developed a relationship with staff and counselors who are caring and friendly individuals. My daughter Karen comes back with smiles and happy and looking forward really to going the following year. There are not many overnight camps in the country anymore to accommodate both youths and adults with disabilities and special needs, but Camp Maryheart does, with caring counselors and with an effective program. Please consider a donation to help Camp Maryheart to help them continue and maintain an effective program that will also send someone to camp. Please contact the office at area code 908-852-3896 or at their website at easterseals.nj.com/camp.
I'm not afraid to die.
The Beatles with I Want You, She's So Heavy from Abbey Road. And this is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, where great music lives. And I'm your host, Gary Ault. This is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. Tonight, we have been playing the year-end fan club recordings the Beatles released to their fan club members only. We went through 1968 and 69, and we've been playing songs from those 2 years, including songs from the White Album, Abbey Road, and as well as singles released that year, those 2 years, that is. And we also asked the trivia question, and we got several, let's see, five different answers that were correct. And the question was, Ronnie Scott, a pretty well-known jazz instrumentalist in England, who also is best known for being the owner of Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club. Jeff Beck and Buddy Rich and any number of people have recorded there. So anyway, the question was, what Beatles song did Ronnie Scott play on and what instrument did he play? And John from Blairstown was the first one to call in with the correct answer, was that he played the saxophone solo on Lady Madonna. Now, there were four saxophonists on that song. There was a quartet of two tenors and two baritones, but Ronnie Scott played one of the tenor saxes and also played the solo on that. So Mike from Bushkill, Michael from Long Valley, Eugene from Hardyston, and Alex from Warren County all knew, as well as John from Blairstown, that Ronnie Scott played the saxophone on Lady Madonna. So thanks for calling in, and now let's hear it.
Darling,
Listening to The Inner Light, the B-side of B-side of what? B-side of Lady Madonna. What's the matter with me? So, this has been The Cavern, 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. And we're just about done. We're going to fade out with The Inner Light. So no disrespect meant to George, but I'm going to talk through it because I have to say a few things. What we're going to do next week, we're going to go back to the Beatles radio experience years, and we're going to start with 1971. So it's not going to be Beatles material. It's going to be solo material from John, Paul, George, and Ringo, interspersed with other things that were released in 1971. And I'm telling you, the late 60s and early 70s was such an explosion of music. It's unbelievable how much great stuff was released in those years. So we'll have plenty of things to play. We're going to try to do it in 1 week. We'll see what happens. If you have any ideas for the show, you know, just like themes or anything you want to hear, you can try calling, but of course I won't be here most of the time. So you can try going to my website, garyault.com. That's garyalt.com. And there's a couple of ways you can go to, I think there's a link for leave a message, talk to a human being or contact a human being or something like that, something clever. And so you can go there and leave a message one way or the other, and we'd be glad to entertain them. So again, this has been The Cavern, and this is 91.9 WNTI. We're public radio. Where great music lives. Yeah, where Centenary College is and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to leave about a minute to listen to George with his great sitar music and sarud and all those tablas and all that stuff. And again, we wish you a good night. And E-Town is up next, followed by Mike the Hippie with the Midweek Jam and then Keller Cellar. So have a good night, and we'll see you next week.
Arrive without traveling. See all without looking. Do all without doing.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.